Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. My name is Brooklyn Green, one of the reporters for the New Mexico Motorsports Report, sitting in for David Swope. Today, we'll be talking about automobile and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities, with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And this morning, I got Spencer Hill joining me. How are you, Spencer?
I'm doing good. It's really feels good to be back in town finally.
Definitely. We've had so much rain here, and there's also been so much rain out there in Watkins Glen. So let's get over to John Haverlin. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm well, Brooklyn. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing good. How's the weather out there?
It's beautiful. We had a little bit of rain yesterday in the morning, cleared up by the time for the K&N East Series race, and now we have a beautiful day. It's in the 70s, and frankly, you couldn't ask for a better day for racing.
Good. I'm glad, because that the practice was a little rough with all that water on the track, huh?
Yes. The only reason cars went out during that practice is because Christopher Bell told the media that rookies have to make at least one lap during practice at the Glen. So that's pretty much the only reason cars were on track yesterday.
Nice. So talking of Christopher Bell, if he wins this race here at Watkins Glen, it'll be his fourth consecutive win for the Xfinity Series, and that'll tie with Sam Ard for the all-time consecutive Xfinity wins. What do you think about that? Do you think he'll be able to pull it off?
I don't think he'll be able to pull it off. He spoke to the media yesterday and said that his confidence is actually kind of low just because of how poorly he ran at Road America last year in the Xfinity race. He does think that if he finishes the race, brings the car home in one piece, he probably won't be that upset about it. So it doesn't sound like he thinks he's going to be able to win four straight, but then again, he is in the Joe Gibbs Toyota, so you got to think that he's going to be pretty fast at some point during the race. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Very true. Any predictions on who's going to get the pole?
Man, that's hard to predict. I would like to say A.J. Allmendinger because he's with GMS Racing this weekend. I don't know if I would classify GMS as one of the top teams. They're definitely a good team. I guess this qualifying, we'll kind of see how much the car matters versus how much the driver matters. But, yeah, I think Allmendinger could definitely surprise some people and start on the front row today.
For sure. I think A.J. Allmendinger is a great pick. He has six top 10 finishes in the last seven races at the Glen. And something super interesting that I found was that he's completed every single lap, which is 812 laps of every race he's competed there.
Oh, wow. That I did not know. That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's an interesting stat. So no one has won back-to-back races at Watkins Glen since Marcos Ambrose did in 2011 and 2012. Do you think Truex has the potential to do this?
Oh, definitely. Allmendinger himself said that it's still probably going to be the big three, meaning Truex, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick, that are going to be the drivers to beat. He thinks he'll definitely be able to have a top-five run. That's kind of what his realistic expectation is. But he said definitely the big three are the ones that are probably going to be the drivers to beat on Sunday, and there's no reason to think Truex can't do it again. I mean, he's definitely proven that he's one of the best road racers in the Cup Series.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, John, Spencer here. Can you walk us through what happened on that last lap yesterday in the K&N East race?
Yes, so coming to the white flag, Will Rogers had the lead, and Brett Moffitt was closing in at a really fast pace. He was putting off about 7 or 8 tenths per lap. And Rogers he didn't hit turn seven, the final turn, coming to the white flag really well. He kind of got loose on the exit, and that allowed Moffitt to come to the inside and overtake him. And once he was able to get around Will Rogers, then that kind of just sealed the deal. Moffitt really kind of just pulled away as the two cars went through the S's, and that was really that.
Very cool. Sounds like it was a super exciting race out there this week.
It was. It was definitely exciting, especially when you consider all the National Series drivers that were in the race. We had Eric Jones in the race. We had Noah Gregson, Bubba Wallace. Yeah, it was definitely exciting. And there was a little bit of drama and confusion during the mid, the halfway break. Cars were told that they can pit for fuel. And Eric Jones and Noah Gregson chose not to pit. They just followed the pace car because they didn't realize that there was already a caution out from a previous accident. But they, NASCAR decided that the mid race break was going to happen during that same caution. And I guess Jones and Gregson just didn't understand that. And they ended up having to pit for fuel when the race went back to green. And they were penalized for that. So they went another lap down. So that miscue with the mid-race pit stops just kind of ruined their day, basically.
Wow. That sounds like it was a pretty confusing time right there. Have you been able to talk to any of the drivers and see if the little bit of practice with the K&N race has helped them for this weekend?
Yesterday, Bubba Wallace spoke. This was before the race. He said that the K&N race is going to help him. I even asked him if there was a possibility of rain for the race, if that would help him. I brought up the 2016 Mid-Ohio race in which he was leading for about 7 or 8 laps, but he was in the top 5 most of the day until he ran off course. I brought that race up because of how well he did, given that he was with Roush Fenway at the time, a team that wasn't exactly a front runner. And I asked him if that experience could help him for the K&N race. And he said, yeah, it was a learning experience. But it ended up, not having to deal with the rain during the race. It was a pretty, dry race for the most part. The track was a little bit wet at the beginning, just a little damp, but it was just another, K&N race. No, nothing, too crazy. And, teams were ready to have rain tires. They actually, when they fired the engines, they had rain tires on the cars. And then before the race started, NASCAR told teams that they can come in and change the tires to regular slicks.
Are the rain tires the same for the K&N series as it is for Xfinity and Cup?
I don't believe so. I know for the Xfinity and for the Cup series, the Goodyear Eagle logos on those tires are, they have white font. And I'm not sure if the K&N cars had that also. When I was walking on pit road yesterday before the K&N race, I saw that there were rain tires ready in the pit boxes, and you could tell that they the rain tires because it had the grooves in the radials and such. I didn't notice what color font was on the tires. If you think of like a Formula One race or an IndyCar race even, you can tell the different tire compounds based on the colors on the rim. That I didn't notice, but I did see all the tires were covered in like a blue plastic. So that's how you can tell what were the regular slicks compared to the rain tires.
Interesting. So, in total, there would be 6 Cup drivers competing in the Xfinity race today. How much of an advantage do you think this will give these drivers going into the Monster Energy race?
Well, I think it's definitely an advantage for AJ Allmendinger. I think for other drivers who are in this race, I think a lot of drivers, like even for yesterday, like we had Eric Jones and Bubba Wallace, I think it's more of just kind of like a practice, like a dress rehearsal, you know, because their championship and their points matter for the Cup series. So, yeah, it's going to be a learning experience, I think, for drivers that are Cup drivers and racing in the Xfinity race today.
Well, John, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you enjoy watching the race today.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you guys enjoy it, too.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. So speaking of NASCAR, up next we've got David Swope with his interview with Joe Gibbs. So stay tuned. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walker, 3-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 7 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque The Magazine's best of the city, 7 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Whenever you see the BBB accredited business seal, know it's a sign that this is a business you can trust. Trust in a business, especially in a time of need, can go a long way and can make all the difference. Each year, millions of people just like you see the BBB seal on a door or a window or a website, and they breathe a little easier. See the seal and know you've made the right choice. Find a business you can trust. Ask BBB. Visit us today at askbbb.org.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh Heaven. Actually, only one seventh of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that journal subscriber's rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription. Much too much to miss, like the magazines Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss, like the Journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say catch you later, they mean it. Amber alerts? The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the Journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start at Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip. You can bring your car out for street legal drags
and test and tune time trials for only $25.
With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now.
Real outlaw door slammers,
top comp,
super pro,
pro,
sportsmen,
and junior dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there.
abqdragway.com.
Bob Brown here for the brand new El Patron North. El Patron North serves the same award-winning New Mexican food and delicious margaritas as the original El Patron. Only El Patron North now features a delicious breakfast menu with everything from a classic breakfast to huevos rancheros. El Patron North is the perfect place for a quick business meeting or family night out. In a rush trying to pick up breakfast or lunch for the office? No sweat, they offer a convenient drive-thru pickup window for carry-out orders. Try their homemade green chili lasagna, tasty green chili rellenos, fresh fish tacos, and so much more. El Patron North has a full bar with a great happy hour menu and tons of local draft taps with flat screens. El Patron North is located on Wyoming, just north of Paseo. Remember, experience delicious New Mexican food from El Patron North at the convenience of their drive-thru pickup window. They cater off-site and can accommodate large group parties at any of their family of restaurants. El Patron North, 797-3311.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And man, do I got a treat for you today. We have Coach Joe Gibbs, owner of the NASCAR team for Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Daniel Suarez, and Eric Jones. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
Hey, David, I'm doing great. What a great time of the year for sports fans, period. We're kicking off the NFL season tomorrow night at the Hall of Fame, and then we're 5 weeks away from our playoffs in NASCAR, and you can't get a better deal. I tell everybody, if you don't like either football or racing, you're probably on life support someplace.
Absolutely.
It's a great time of the year. And we even got baseball. Throw that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget baseball, but especially the Nationals are doing fantastic. But coming off your sixth victory this season for Kyle Busch, and talk about what that's like to be able to coach, you know, a driver such as Kyle Busch, and of course to keep that whole team to going and moving in the right direction.
Well, we got a lot of people here that's part of the team, but you got to have, just like in football, you got to have a great quarterback if you're going anywhere. And certainly in racing, you got to have a great driver. We have Kyle Busch right now who's just won 6 races. We got an interesting thing going on. Kevin Harvick has also won 6 races, and Martin Truex has won 4. So with those 3 guys, they're kind of hogging the whole show. But it's an exciting time in NASCAR, and everybody's looking 5 weeks from now we start the playoffs. Can all 3 of those guys get the homestead, the last race of the year? It's going to be interesting to see if somebody knocks them off. But right now it's an exciting time, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
So what's the comparison between, say, an NFL organization and a NASCAR organization in handling, you know, all the different personalities and uniqueness, and yet all striving for the same goal?
Yeah, David, you bring up a good point. I was so worried about moving from football in 91 to racing because I hadn't experienced anything but football. Think about football. What did I do? I stood on the sideline and went, hit him, kill him. You know, and they pay you for that. And then I move over to racing, and here's what I found. Both these sports are exactly the same. Now, my role was different. And I grew up in football. I was a technical person, design plays, call plays. I came to racing. I'm not the technical guy. I can't set a car up. But it's picking the people. And what I found in both sports, if you pick the right people, put them together on your team and get out of the way, people make the difference in pro sports. And pick the right people, they're going to make you look good. I found that both sports are very similar.
Well, and I think that what's interesting is the caliber, like you said, handling the quarterback, you know, basically allowing them to be themselves. I mean, Kyle Busch can be very controversial, but let's don't forget that Denny Hamlin can as well. And then you got the new hot shoe, Erik Jones, coming in and handling how, you know, Matt Kenseth and dealing with that long ongoing situation. Daniel Suarez, you know, clearly a new talent, ended up finishing 2nd as well. And, you know, the sudden departure of Edwards. It really takes some internal strength to keep those kind of changes and yet not to miss a beat. That's absolutely amazing.
Well, in pro sports, what you find is pro sports is fast, evolving all the time. Football is constantly changing. You go from hard caps, shortened drafts, all the different things that are happening. And certainly over here, we got segment racing, our playoffs now. Pro sports changes all the time. And so it keeps you on your toes. And to be successful, you got to be thinking out into the future, whether it's football or racing. But I'm thrilled to be a part of it. We got a huge group of team people here. They're working on race cars. We're thrilled about where we are. For our family, we're excited about being in racing, and we're looking forward to the playoffs coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, let's talk a little Hall of Fame. We're super excited here in Albuquerque because Brian Urlacher, who was a star at the University of New Mexico, going into the Hall of Fame. But you're going to be there with Bobby Beathard. Talk a little bit about what you got going on at the Hall of Fame.
I love the Hall of Fame weekends that we have. Bobby's going to be inducted this weekend. Think about this guy as a general manager. First of all, he said to Mr. Cook, let's hire Joe Gibbs, a guy that had never been a head coach. I probably never would have had a chance to be a head coach if it wasn't for Bobby. He helped take the Dolphins to a Super Bowl, the Redskins when he was here with us, and then to the Chargers. He took them to help take them to a Super Bowl. There's somebody that deserves it. If you think about what he meant to me here, not only by selecting me to be the head coach, what's the most important thing for a head coach? Players. It's not coaching. It's players.
Right.
And Bobby got the players that helped take us to Super Bowl.
Well, and in addition to players, what helps great teams in racing specifically is great sponsors. You got a wonderful thing going on with Craftsman. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, almost everybody has a Craftsman story. I got one. And when I was 16, I moved to Southern California. And in those days, in the 50s and 60s, what was big in Southern California was hot rods and drag racing. I fell in love with cars. Okay, I was playing football, but I fell in love with cars. And I laugh because I tell everybody now, my wife of 52 years, we were high school sweethearts. We got towed out of every drive-in in Southern California because when I got through working on the cars, none of them ran. But in any case, I had a Craftsman story. That was my tool of choice. That's what I used. And almost everybody out there has a Craftsman story. We're asking people, tell your Craftsman story. Go to our website, www.craftsmanstory.com. Tell your story. You got until September the 7th. And if you win, you get to come here to our race shop. I'll take you on a personal tour, show you everything that's going on here. We'll then go to the race weekend in Kansas, October 20th and 21st. Be there for the whole weekend. Sit on the pet box. Hang out with everybody. And I think it's going to be great memories. And in the end, you wind up with a garage full of Craftsman tools. I think it's a great chance for somebody to win something that's going to be special in their life. So we hope everybody will sign up. Okay? Everybody's got a Craftsman story.
Well, and I can tell you my Craftsman story real quickly. I mean, Craftsman used to be no questions asked replacement on tools. I think I single-handedly put them out of business with tape measures because I owned a custom picture framing store, and we went through tape measures, let me tell you. And they would see me coming with a bag full of five or six of them and always had the red and black Craftsman. So very exciting to see you guys working together. You've had a knack for some pretty iconic brands when you consider M&M's and Federal Express, you know, how long they've been on your vehicles. I mean, how much does that ongoing support mean to the team?
Well, I think this sport is different because you got to have a great partner as a sponsor to race cars. You don't need a sponsor in football, basketball, baseball. Over here we do. And we got some great ones. You just mentioned FedEx, and you mentioned M&M's, and obviously we have Craftsman, which is going to be a big part of our program now going forward. And so the sponsors are critical for us. And so our fan base knows that. That's why they buy the Craftsman tools. They obviously are going to use FedEx. They're going to eat M&M's candy. And so it's a huge deal for us. And so this sport is very different. I appreciate you, David, mentioning them. And we want people to tell their Craftsman story. And I think it's a great chance to win something that really be special and have some special memories out of it.
Is there a way for people to get involved on the social media side with that campaign?
Sure they are. Yeah, absolutely. You go to that website, and you're going to also be able to go to hashtag Craftsman Story. And I think you'll be able to tap into some interesting stories, feedback, everything on background. Social media today, I'm sitting right now in our studio. It's a huge deal for us. And digital and social media, we all know, is where the world's going. And we're a part of that. I think people can tap into that and have a lot of fun and have some excitement and be involved with it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. One last thank you I want to give you. I was able to meet you actually at Steak and Shake after the 2016 Daytona 500 when Denny Hamlin won. And I was really struck by something you said to me about remembering where you came from. And I think that you going with the Hall of Fame, recognizing Bobby Beathard, you actually walk the walk, you know, walk the talk. And I was really impressed meeting you. And that was one of the things you said is like, hey, this was our first victory. We didn't know where to go after we won a winner's circle. We were hungry, so we came over here, and we come back every time to remember where we came from. And I think that is the sign of why you've had so much success.
Hey, David, thanks for bringing that up. Every time we win a Daytona, we try and go to the Steak and Shake. I appreciate you being a part of that. That's one of the stories I tell in racing. That's one of my favorite stories. Appreciate you bringing it up.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time, and wish you luck for the rest of the season, especially going to a road course this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, David. Watkins Glen. We're heading that direction.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was Coach Joe Gibbs, and we got a whole lot more coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salted wraps, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all.
Visit Mesa Tractor on 4th Street or mesatractor.com.
Hi, this is Mehar Amelia, Program Director for PullTogether.org. We offer a variety of programs that may be beneficial to you and your family. These programs include child care assistance, home visiting, pre-K, family services, and a nutritious summer food program for those 18 years old and younger. To get more information, visit PullTogether.org. Thank you.
Trying to explore the beautiful outdoors? Right now at Chisholm Trail RV, Albuquerque's number one RV dealer. Take advantage of sizzling savings. They need to make room for their 2019 travel trailers, which means huge savings on all their 2018 models. Chisholm Trail RV and their expert staff will answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Chisholm Trail has new and used RVs, fifth wheels, pop-ups, travel trailers, all priced to go. Family owned and operated. One block east of Wantabo on Central or ChisholmTrailRV.com. That's ChisholmTrailRV.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on.
Yes, it's on right now through September 4th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2018 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Huh. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
Sounds like our National Clearance Event.
Right now, get $2,500 cash back on a new 2018 RAV4. For great deals on other Toyotas, visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. for qualified TFS finance contracts only. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends September 4th.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota, or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, guys, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. And with me in the studio is Caleb Seiss, the number 42 sprint car driver, and David Burns, the number 52 sprint car driver. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing, Brooklyn?
I'm doing good. So, guys, how's this season going for you so far?
It's going really good. Just been trying to stay out of trouble and lean the points, so can't complain about that.
And for you, Dave?
It's been going pretty good. I'm kind of the middle of the pack. I'm
I guess just the bankroll. That's about it for me.
Hey, I saw that you won that Dash for Cash in Sholo, Arizona last weekend.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I won. It was pretty nice. The money was nice. They put me up front, so I made my car real wide. So
yeah.
It's hard for them
gotta
to pass.
Got to block it till you win, right?
Exactly.
So, Caleb, as of now, you are leading the NMMRA points. How much pressure do you feel staying on top?
I try not to think about that too much, but, I think we got a pretty decent point lead, so I don't really worry about it too much. I think we're leading by 67 points, but I just got to finish races.
He knew exactly how many points he was ahead.
Hey, you got to be on top of everything. So last year, Caleb, you had 5 wins in the wing and non-wing. How is this year compared?
This year, I haven't won a race, which is frustrating, but last year, I wasn't leading the points. And, at the end of the day, that's really what matters, I would say. You know what I'm saying? And I can't really complain about it, but we still got some racing left, so maybe I can win a race.
Hey, you're like Chase Elliott out there. You keep getting close and close and close. You just can't seem to pull it off. So, Dave, you've been a car owner for many different drivers. How has your techniques and approaches differed from driver to driver?
Well, a lot of it has to do with who we have coaching them. We have a gentleman by the name of Steve Nix and Clyde Hill, who are my pit guys, and they actually kind of run it. And they have mentored Caleb along with Joshua Jackson before his unfortunate accident. Steve Nix and Clyde, they've been together for 39, 40 years, 50, 41 years now, as a driver, setup guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, as a matter of fact, I'm almost positive that, Caleb has benefited from those two guys as far as giving the whys and wherefores.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the car owner concern is, we just gotta have good equipment. We got J&J equipment, which, is bar none the best in my world, anyhow. That's about it.
I think it's super important to have everyone's kind of attitudes and vibes kind of clash well together. The driver, the pit crew, everything like that. The car owner, without that, without a winning team, you can't expect the driver to do it all.
We show up, when Caleb first got the job of driving the car, he was there every night, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. But now that he's secured in the ride, but we work 3 nights a week, 2 nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We put in about 5 to 6 hours a night, plus Saturday, and then on Sunday after the race, if it's a local show, Caleb comes up. We wash the cars and clean out the fuel system, stuff like that. So it's a pretty good team. We couldn't do it without everybody. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, Caleb, how many races do you have left this season?
We got 5 races, I believe. We got 5 races, it seems like it's going by pretty quick.
Yeah, this whole summer flew by.
It really has. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just in town, or are you going to be out of the state, or how's that?
I'm racing tonight in the wing car at Sandia, and then the 11th, August 11th, we're going to Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know for sure, but...
Depending upon Sandia, we will probably run... On the 25th of August here at Sandia, it'll be a non-wing show, I believe. And then the 1st and 2nd of September, which is down in Cruces. And then I think there's a possibility of a couple shows here at Sandia in September.
It's good to have the local track back, right?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's what's kind of throwing us off is whether they're going
to
fill in
it.
Some shows or not.
But,
yeah.
I understand they do have the water problem fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Sandia is back and running, so we're going to be up there tonight with our 2 cars. And
everybody go out and watch.
They got to go out and watch. It's a business. He needs the money.
Mm-hmm.
We need fans. We want fans. It's just we all got to work together making it work.
Oh, yeah, and I heard it's fan appreciation night again.
It
so
is.
It's $10,
yeah.
$10 passes, I believe?
I believe it's $10 a night.
Yes.
Of course, we don't get that luxury.
I wish pit passes were $10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. pit passes are kind of expensive. And then we have a crew, so a pretty heavy pit
mm-hmm.
crew, so it gets expensive back there. But it's fun. It takes money to make money.
Yep, it's all worth it. And hopefully you get that win tonight, Caleb.
Yeah, maybe so.
So tell me, what's the main difference between racing a wing and a non-wing sprint car, and what's your favorite?
My favorite? Well, it's really, that's a good question. That's kind of hard to answer, but the difference is with the wing, you got all that downforce, and it really settles the car down a little bit. You know, you got some more control over it, I feel like. With the non-wing, you really got to kind of manhandle it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do a lot of footwork. But I really like racing the non-wing car. And I say that probably because it's a 360, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like the horsepower, the bigger motor, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they really are fun to drive. The non-wing car is really fun to drive.
And what about you, Dave?
Well, I started out non-wing, and I thought the wing was a crutch, and I talked bad about it. We used to run originally back in the early days NMMRA. Then my brother and I had a USAC program, and it was all non-wing, and we used to talk bad about the wing guys. But since I've gotten the 305 wing car and the 360 wing car, I'm probably liking the wing a little more, for the simple fact, like he indicated, it's a lot less, I say a lot less finesse, and
mm-hmm.
but it's a little easier for me to drive.
Yeah.
And they are a little faster, but they're a little easier to drive.
And Dave, how many years have you been racing? How many years have you been around the sport?
Well, I was around the sport when I was real little. My dad used to race back in Arizona and Tucson and Phoenix back mm-hmm. in the 50s and 60s. Of course, I was too young in the 50s. But I got out of the military in 97, and in 2000, 99, we started racing. So it's been, what, 20 years, 18 years, something
uh-huh.
like that. Been racing, had my own car from the beginning. I'm probably not a good enough driver, a wheel man, to get somebody to put me in their car, so I've had to buy it and foot the bill. So
hey. So I also saw that you guys picked up some new sponsorships this year. Congratulations. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really cool that Napa came on board with us. XS Energy, you know, and, of course, Elburn's Trucking Equipment. You know, they mm-hmm. It really helps out. It means a lot. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, Napa Gold is the Napa Gold filters. Napa has come on board this year and has really decided to support us a little bit, help us out, and we're hoping that it's a long relationship. We've got several stores here in Albuquerque. You can visit your Napa stores. We got one in Santa Fe. I'm actually working through the Santa Fe store, and mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it.
I love your new paint scheme.
Do you?
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's got some. It's got a little tore up, though, in Cholo, but whatever. You know,
hey.
It's a race car.
Yeah, it's going to happen. How did you do out there in Cholo?
I did all right. I ran third the first night and ran second the second night.
Mm-hmm.
But
And he
yeah.
passed the boss.
Yeah,
he passed the boss.
He passed the boss.
And Dave, what is it like driving against your own car?
Well, knowing that he's a hell of a lot better than I am. Excuse me. He's a lot better than I am. It's not so bad now. But at first it was kind of embarrassing to have the youngster passed the older guy, but I'm used to it now.
Yeah. So if people wanted to follow you guys on social media, kind of keep track of how your season's going, how would they do that?
You can follow me on Instagram at my Instagram name is Caleb_size. You can also just search me on Facebook. And I don't have a Twitter or anything like that, but those are my two main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also follow David on Facebook. He's pretty active on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, yes. We also have the NMMRA has a website.
Uh-huh.
They update them every night. I think speed.net, I believe, is
uh-huh.
also. They can follow Caleb on that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on today. I wish you all the luck tonight. And you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Your New Mexico state parks want you to enjoy your time out on the water this summer. You'll have a lot less to worry about and a lot more fun if you make sure to wear your life jacket. Most boating fatalities occur because the individual was not wearing a life jacket. State law requires you to wear a life jacket on a canoe, kayak, raft, or personal watercraft, and that all children 12 years old and younger must wear a life jacket on the deck of a moving vessel. Life jackets save lives. Just wear it. For more information, call 888-NM-PARKS or visit nmparks.com.
Get in the game with Graphic Connection, your premier screen printing and embroidery company for over 20 years. We specialize in teams, groups, and organizations. We've worked with the Lobos and every high school in town and are proud to be the official supplier of the NMAA. Get all of your fall gear going with Graphic Connection. We have a full-service art department ready to get your design on. Call Graphic Connection at 821-2777 or check out our online catalog at gcsportswear.com.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the Law Office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
Route 66 is your route to riches every Saturday in August. Cash prizes hourly from 5 till 9 with entry multipliers every Tuesday. It's the $400,000 route to riches only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Looking to advance your education at a reasonable cost? Then come visit the most affordable university in New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico University. For more information, visit enmu.edu/visit-eastern-new-mexico-university. Explore. Experience. Excel.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Do a little bit of housekeeping, tell your schedule for the next weekend. At 2 p.m., you got the Yankees and the Red Sox. At 7 p.m., you got the Astros and the Dodgers. On Sunday, at 2 p.m., you got the Astros and the Dodgers again. And at 6 p.m., you've got the Yankees and the Red Sox. And on Monday, at 4 p.m., you've got the Locker Room with Bob Brown. So go ahead and tune in to all of that, guys. And joining me again is Spencer Hill. How's it going?
It's going good, Brooklyn. I'm, like I said earlier, happy to be back in town. Actually, a little bit of break in the racing action for me. Last weekend, we were in Sholo, Arizona, and it was fun. It was a really busy weekend for me, but just had a really good time over there.
How'd you do there?
I did really well. I got back behind the wheel of a 360 non-wing sprint car with SEH Motorsports, kind of a homecoming for us over there, in the Grammys Kitchen, number 11W. And it was kind of unbelievable because I got a call on Monday at about 4 p.m. at work, and it was the director of operations over there, Sydney Hamlin, and she says, hey, we're getting another car, and we want you to be our driver. And I said, well, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
So from Monday, fast forward to Friday, race day, we totally turned this car around, got it started, started wrenching on it, and the first time it ever hit the track was the heat race on Friday night, and I came out with a heat race win. So that really set the precedent for the whole weekend.
Nice.
And really made me feel good. It was good to be back doing well with Truman West and the whole family over there.
Yeah, I think that's a huge deal to have Truman West back at the racetrack. So congratulations on that ride.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and how did the main go for you?
The main was going really well. I kind of made a driver mistake. I had to redraw for the main event, and I started fifth. And we were going pretty well throughout the race. The car was really tight, so it was pretty bouncy. It was kind of like a buck and bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But we were running well, and I was getting ready to pass Sean Deskins for third, which is a huge name in the sprint car world. So that was it was cool just to be running up front with him. And so I was getting ready to pass him for third, and he kind of bobbled in front of me. I checked up, got off the throttle, and when I jumped back in the throttle, I was in a dry slick spot, and I kind of surprised the car and spun the car around. So that one was definitely on me. I wore that one on my sleeve. I felt bad. Still was able to come back with a 10th place finish the first night. And then the second night, I was able to walk away with a 6th place finish. Yeah, that's what it was. 6th place finish from the 15th starting position. So overall, it was a really good weekend for us, and I was happy just to be back at the track in a sprint car. Mm-hmm. I also ran the micro sprint, too.
I was just going to ask. Did double duty.
Yeah, double duty this weekend, and that was it's so hard. It's so hard to run two cars, but I couldn't have done it without the help of my team. I mean, obviously, my dad and Jim with me every weekend. We brought Jason Irwin with us. He was a huge help. Mikey Heckman. Of course, everyone from SEH Motorsports taking care of the sprint car. Rob, Karen. Everybody just made it go so smooth. I was shocked because I've never had it go, like, almost seamless for me when I'm running double duty. There's always something that goes wrong.
Hey, when you have good help,
With good help, made it for a really easy weekend for me. And in the micro sprint, I finished second the first night. Had a little bit of bad luck the second night, got into a little bit of a wreck, and ended up hurting the motor, so I had to pull off the track. But it was still a fun weekend, learned a lot, and can't wait to get back out there.
Good. So back to this Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Tell us what we got going on the national scene.
Yeah, so for National Camping World Truck Series, Saturday, August 11th, that'll be at Michigan International Speedway. For the Xfinity Series, Saturday, August 4th, that's today, Watkins Glen International. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is in action tomorrow at Watkins Glen as well. IndyCar is going to return August 19th, that's at Pocono Raceway. Formula One is Sunday, August 26th for the Belgian Grand Prix at Spa. That's always a fun race over there.
Beautiful track.
Absolutely. And NHRA this weekend at the Cat Spot NHRA Northwest Nationals at Pacific Raceways up near Seattle. Beautiful track up there.
Mm-hmm.
They always put on a heck of a show. ABQ Dragway, as far as local racing goes, we have the NHRA All Access Challenge with the Southwest Superchargers Outlaw 8.5 Wally Race Bonus Race Forum over there. Sandia Motor Speedway, the track is back.
Woohoo!
And tonight we have Clay Oval Racing starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Clash of Clay this weekend. And tomorrow is SMRI Track Day.
And like I said, at Sandia Speedway, it is Fan Appreciation Night. So go ahead and go out there for a discounted price to get in.
Absolutely. Good to see them back running again. Sandia Motocross at Moriarty, August 18th through the 19th, round 5 of Moriarty Motocross 2018 race series. That's the David Fisher Memorial Race. And for Park and Shine, August 4th today, we have the Owl Cafe Cars and Coffee. That's at 800 Eubank Boulevard Northeast. That's open to all vehicles. And we also have the 5th annual Giving Back to the Community Car and Bike Show. That's at Marquette Northeast, Albuquerque. They have live music, free food, and awards over there. And, of course, the Route 66 Casino Hotel Calendar Car Show at the Route 66 Casino Hotel. They have their Casino Calendar Picks Show today, and that's where 12 cars are picked and photographed for the upcoming casino calendar, which is always a fun time over there.
Have you ever been to that?
I have never had the chance to go. I'm always seem to be racing,
yeah.
So maybe tonight I'll be able to get over there.
I've never been able to go either, but I've heard it's really big. They get a big show.
Yeah, beautiful cars out there. Always a fun time. Of course, Steve's cruising with the oldies is over there playing music today. And it's always a fun time, so if anybody can make it out there, it's definitely worth it. And tomorrow there's a free car show and cruising at Blake's Lotaburger at 12345 Central Northeast. That's just east of Wantabow. And it's always a good time over there as well.
I didn't even know Blake's ever put on car shows.
Yeah, and of course they always have great food over there too, so
go
and check them out.
The New Mexico. So Spencer, when's the next NASCAR race you're going to hit?
The next NASCAR race for me is going to be Las Vegas Motor Speedway in September. And I'm excited for that one because it's the first time that they're racing in the fall for NASCAR over there. And it's also going to be the first NASCAR K&N West Series race on dirt. So I'm excited to see both of those. Of course, Vegas, always a fun time going out there with my friend Diane. So we're going to tear up the town a little bit and enjoy ourselves.
You're 21 now.
Yes, just turned 21.
Did you get a media pass?
We are working on it right now.
That's going to be super exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because I've been to a NASCAR race without a media pass, and when I finally got my media pass, it's just a totally different world. It's really cool to be kind of front row seat to all the action, being able to hear what's going on behind the scenes. It's a great experience. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've had hot passes before, helping out teams in the garage and stuff, but like everybody kind of knows, this is my first dive into the media side of things with our TV show and, of course, the radio show here. So it's kind of a whole new world for me. I'm so used to being behind the wheel, and so now to be on the other side of the microphone is so odd to me, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and so for your personal racing, where are you going to race next?
So our next race is scheduled. We're supposed to go to Las Cruces August 11th, but we're going to end up going to Tennessee instead. I have a prior engagement out there with Jason Irwin and his family for his birthday. I think our next race is going to end up being in Phoenix here in 3 weeks.
Nice. And we will definitely do a Where Spencer segment when you're out there in Phoenix.
Yes, it's going to be a good one.
Are you going to go to the NASCAR race in Phoenix this year as well, like last year?
You know, every year I say, oh, I've been so many times. I can miss this one. But Phoenix International Raceway, now Phoenix Raceway, now ISM Raceway, they change their name every year, is such a beautiful facility. Of course, the new track, new configuration coming up. I'm probably going to make my way over there again.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the new everything, because last time I had went, it was all under construction, so we didn't get to see the full finished product, so I'm really excited to see that.
Restarts are going to be crazy this year, so it's going to be one to watch.
Definitely. And who do you have tonight, or tomorrow, for the Watkins Glen?
You know, it's hard to count out Martin Truex Jr., last year's winner over there, A.J. Allmendinger, road course ace, really good at Watkins Glen International. Those are two drivers that are definitely on my radar. I think Denny Hamlin might be a force to be reckoned with as well. And then you got to look at some rookies. Daniel Suarez finished third there last year. Eric Jones had a top 10. A lot of drivers have a good chance to put themselves in playoff contention.
I think I'm ready for A.J. Allmendinger to take that one.
I am too. Got to love
AJ. We need
the
Cinderella story up in here.
Yes, we do. It's time.
All right. Well, thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Caleb and Dave. Thank you, David Swope. Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Tune in every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for the latest in automobile and motorsports-related activities here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Your daddy likes you when you're 23. And I've seen more of these like TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.